This is Theory of Change. I'm Matthew Sheffield.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Sheffield. Welcome to Theory of Change. I've got another great episode for you. Before we get into it, I wanted to mention that we are part of the flux.community network, so go to flux.community for more articles and podcasts about politics, religion, and media, and how they all intersect, and the larger trends within all of these categories. So please do that. And if you like what we're doing, please go to theoryofchange.show, where you can subscribe and become a member to get access via Patreon or Substack. And if you are a member, you get full access to every episode, the transcript and the audio and the video. So I do really appreciate everybody who is a subscribing member. You make this show possible. We're not subsidized by billionaires or universities or nonprofits or anything like that. We are made possible by people like you. So thank you for being, and I hope everybody else does that. And if you can't afford to subscribe, then please do help spread the word of the show. We need more people to be doing that. We got to have more written iTunes reviews. So even if it's just like a sentence or something like that saying, hey, this is a good show, I like it. That's actually helpful to people to get them to subscribe and know that it's out there. And of course, if you're on YouTube, you can push like and subscribe as well, so you can get notification every time we come out with a new episode. That is really helpful, and I'm glad that you are there, those who are doing that. And I encourage everybody else, if you're on YouTube, to do that as well. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's get into today's program. Everyone seems to have a podcast nowadays. Actors, athletes, comedians, and even politicians. You clearly like them since you're here right now, and thank you for them. But what do other people think about podcasts? Well, the Pew Research Center just came out with a new report about podcasts and how people are listening and watching them. So joining us to talk about that today is Elisa Shearer. She is a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center, and she's worked there for 8 years, and she's the lead author of this new study that they've come out with. So thanks for being here, Elisa.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matthew.
Okay, so you guys put a lot of time into this report here. So let's maybe just start with sort of the key overall points here. Podcasting, it's been growing as a medium, but it's still not as popular as radio. But tell me, what's your first top line, if you will?
Sure. We've been studying podcast consumption for a while through our State of the News Media report, just doing kind of top line consumption, tracking that data. And we've seen a big increase, at least since about 2006. Serial came out in 2014. You kind of see the increase start to go forward since then. What we found in our survey, and we wanted to survey Americans' opinions about the podcasts that they're hearing, why they turn to podcasts, something a little bit beyond just the industry tracking data. We found that about half of Americans, 49%, say that they've listened to a podcast in the past year. And also Americans are turning to podcasts for a variety of different reasons, including entertainment, but also learning. And the third most common reason people say is simply having something to listen to while they're doing something else.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys specifically ask what other things they were doing? And they were doing
We didn't ask specifically if they were doing chores or commuting. No, we didn't ask that specifically, no.
It is kind of an interesting thing that podcasts do have in common with radio, though, because radio, when you look at the trends, typically the place where people are listening to radio is in their car. In other words, doing something else while they are listening to that.
Yeah, and a lot of the digital media and non-digital media that we've studied has a lot to do with reading, right? So print and news websites seem like a very different type of news platform, but they're still taking all of your, or at least most of your attention, at least your visual attention, and podcasts are pretty unique in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and one of the other things that, as somebody who listens to news podcasts myself, it was interesting to see that that's not at all the most popular format for podcast listeners, right?
No, it's not the most popular format for podcast listeners. Listening to podcasts to keep up with current events is not by far the most common reason people are turning to podcasts. 29% of listeners say that they turn to podcasts to stay up to date about current events versus twice as many who say they turn to podcasts for entertainment. But we did find that a lot of podcast listeners are hearing the news on the podcast they listen to, even if they're not going there intentionally for news. So 2/3 of listeners, when we asked, regardless of why you're turning to podcasts, are you hearing about the news on the podcast you listen to? And we let people define that for themselves. It could be, they could be current political events. It could be current entertainment news. You could be listening to a comedy podcast that's talking about current events. And 2/3 of listeners say, yeah, I hear the news come up on the podcast that I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of kind of, it's almost passive consumption. That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's maybe go into some of the other more popular reasons that people gave you guys when of why they listen to podcasts.
Yeah, 60% of podcast listeners said they turned to podcasts for entertainment. They said that's a major reason. A large majority said that that was a major or a minor reason. 55% said they turned to podcasts to learn. Older listeners were especially likely to say that they're turning to podcasts to learn about something. And 52% of podcasts, this is the third most common reason, said that they turned to podcasts just to have something to listen to while doing something else. So kind of for that diversion reason. 30% said, going down the list, 30% said that they turned to podcasts to hear other people's opinions. 29%, like I said, say they turned to podcasts to stay up to date about current events. And 27%, about the same amount as we said current events, say they turned to podcasts for encouragement or inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that that's related in terms of the formats that people are talking about. So you guys had discussed that with respect to comedy or entertainment, like what, how does it break mm-hmm. down a little bit further beyond that?
Yeah, so we also asked separately, after we asked the reasons that people are turning to podcasts, we asked about the topics that people are listening to. So do you regularly listen to podcasts about X? Comedy and entertainment were at the top. So comedy was 47%, entertainment was 46%. Again, when we ask people these questions, we're letting them define the topics for themselves. So someone might listen to a comedic true crime podcast, for example, and they might say, yes, I regularly listen to both podcasts about comedy and podcasts about true crime, just because that's how they're thinking of that. Politics and government, science and technology, history were next. They're all around 40%. And then you get to true crime, self-help and relationships. They're about a third. A little less popular, but still named by about a third, money and finance, religion and spirituality. And then going down the list, health and fitness was a topic named by 27% of listeners, sports named by 22%, and race and ethnicity named by 15%. So what I found striking about the topic list was that no one topic really rises above everything else. Nothing's really dominating this list. It has 12 topics, and I think 9 of them are named by a third to a half of listeners. So it's really a broad, people are turning to a broad array of podcasts for a variety of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. And then how do things break down in terms of age?
So by age, it's pretty interesting. Like we see with other digital formats, young people are a lot more likely to be turning to podcasts. Adults ages 18 to 29, 2/3 of them say they've listened to a podcast in the past year. When you get to 65 plus, it's just 28%. And 50 to 64, it's 42%. So there's a big age difference looking at podcast listeners. Like you see when you ask about going to social media or getting news on social media or, well, going online has plateaued a little bit, to be honest, because online news websites, there's less of an age difference than we've seen in the past. What I think is interesting is that podcast listeners of different ages are churning there for different reasons. So it's not just that older listeners are kind of less likely to go, less likely to say, to respond to a number of different questions. They're saying specifically, I'm turning to these podcasts for something else. So older listeners are a lot less likely to say they're turning to podcasts for entertainment or diversion, that to have something to listen to while doing something else. Answer. The most common reason that older listeners are turning to podcasts is learning. And they're also a little bit more likely than younger listeners to say that they're going to podcasts to stay up to date about current events. So that's not just that older Americans are less likely to go to podcasts in general, but the older Americans who are turning to podcasts are doing it for a different reason than younger Americans.
Yeah. And I think that reflected in terms of how people of different age groups are using television. So like younger people tend to not really watch television.
Yep,
much
that's
at
totally
all.
True.
And then whereas the older you are, the more likely you are to like television. You know, like you see that with the ratings for all the major news channels, for instance.
Yeah, and that's something that we've seen in our media research historically. While we were tracking the increase of online news consumption, it's among those over 50, TV is consistently a really common news source, and it's not a common news source at all for younger adults.
Mm-hmm. I've wondered sometimes that while people may think that their consumption of a news or entertainment product is different, than an older or younger person's, are they really all that different? In other words, if you're listening to a podcast about, I don't know, like a bunch of comedians having their podcast and making jokes to each other, like how different really is that from turning to Comedy Central and watching, you know, roast of somebody?
Great question. And I think that, yeah, the medium is changing, but we still see, for example, a lot of people, I think about half of podcast listeners say that they're hearing political opinions on the podcast that they're listening to. So there's similar to something that you might think of like conservative talk radio that was very focused on news about opinions about the news. There are still podcasts like that out there. So there's a lot of similar content that you see across mediums.
Well, and in fact, a lot of the right of center media podcasts are directly owned and created by the radio shows. They're literally simulcasts of their daily radio or television program.
Yeah, and that was some of the earliest podcasts was NPR, the BBC taking their radio programs and moving them, kind of just pushing them onto that podcasting platform. Then you saw more original podcasts specifically, but NPR, I think most of its common radio programs are podcasts also.
And one of the earliest online radio people was the late Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he didn't call it a pod. Like, there was no word podcast when he started doing it. But that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. I mean, podcast, the prefix, right? The root of it, pod, comes from Apple brands. And that platform doesn't really, or iPods don't really exist anymore. And so it was kind of started as this RSS feed structure, and now it's very Spotify. I don't think that's an RSS feed structure, and a lot of podcasts have video components as well, just like this one. So it's definitely really interesting to kind of see how do we define this thing.
Well, and speaking about some of the partisanship views, you guys did look at that from a couple of different angles. Let's maybe get into that. It seems that Democrats seem to like them just a little bit more, but I mean, that's not too far out of the margin of error.
Substantively, I would say there isn't, especially in the party differences in consumption of other media that we see, there aren't very large differences between the parties in terms of podcast consumption. So 46% of Republicans and lean Republicans have listened to a podcast in the last 12 months. That's versus 54% of Democrats. Yeah, that is an 8-point difference, but that's not very large at all. And among those listeners, about the same amount say that they're hearing news discussed on the podcast that they listen to. So among Republicans, it's 65% of listeners say that they're hearing news, and among Democrats, 69%. So again, 4-point difference, not that large at all. Not even sure if that's statistically significant. Another point that we don't graph in the report is we ask about trust of the news that they hear on podcasts. So if folks said that they heard about news on podcasts, we ask them.
Oh, actually, you guys do graph it. I'm looking at it.
Right now. We graph the top line. I don't know if we graph the party split. We have a first question, which is, do you expect the news and information you hear to be largely accurate? And majorities of both parties say yes. So, and 87% of all podcast listeners who hear the news say yes, which is quite high. That's a large majority say, yeah, I trust it to be largely accurate. That's sort of our baseline for asking about how people assess the information it's coming from, because we want them to assess the accuracy of the information and not necessarily the trust they have in an institution. People of both parties are hearing information on podcasts and assessing it as being largely accurate most of the time. Where the parties start to differ in their experience on podcasts is when it comes to, do you trust the news you hear more than news you get from other sources? And that's where Republicans really stand out. About half of podcast listeners who've heard news discussed on the podcast they listen to, among the Republicans, 46% say, I actually trust the news more than the news I get from other sources. That's 46% of Republicans in that group versus 19% of Democrats in that group. Democrats are a lot more likely, almost 2/3 of them say, I trust it about the same. The news I hear on podcasts, I trust about the same as the news I hear in other sources. But Republicans are more likely to say, yeah, I trust that news more. I think that is probably connected to differences in partisan feelings about mainstream news media. We've tracked for a long time that Republican trust in the media in general is lower than Democrats. But it's interesting because the question does say the news that you get from other sources. So it's not just the news that's coming out from the mainstream media, for example. We didn't phrase it like that, but they're saying, I trust the news I'm hearing on podcasts more. Republicans are also more likely to say they hear news on podcasts that they wouldn't have heard elsewhere. 40% of Republicans who get news on podcasts say that versus 21% of Democrats. So there's this kind of unique space more for Republicans who are turning to podcasts for news than it is for Democrats. It's something unique. Mm-hmm. It's something that they say they trust more than the news they hear elsewhere.
To that question of trusting the stuff that they're getting off of podcasts, was it kind of another cross-partisan? When you look at Democrats, 19% of them said that they trusted news on the podcast they saw less than the stuff they saw elsewhere, news they saw elsewhere. And then only 10% of Republicans said that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a small portion in both parties. The majority of Democrats are still going to say, I trust the news I hear on podcasts about the same as news I hear from other sources. But yeah, there's that 19% of Democrat podcast listeners who hear news on the podcast they listen to that approach it with that level of skepticism, especially when relative to the news that they're getting elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that does point to kind of this centralizing aspect when you look at media that Republicans are interested in and that they trust, that they just overwhelmingly seem to only want to hear conservative created content for the most part. And that's what they think is a trustable media product. And I mean, and you guys have found that in other media, right?
In terms of Republican podcast listeners, in some cases we see a difference actually within the Republican Party and within the Democratic Party is that the kind of strong partisans on either party are having a different experience than moderate. Like, for example, conservative Republicans have different views of the news that they're hearing compared to moderate or liberal Republicans. So there's also those differences within party in terms of people who are maybe more ideologically aligned with the party. If you consider Republicans all conservative, people who say, I am a conservative Republican are having a different experience in the podcast that they're listening to. And the same is true for liberal Democrats versus moderate or conservative Democrats. For example, I think in terms of like opinion shows and hearing political opinions about podcasts, both of those kind of folks on, I don't want to say the end, but conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats are more likely than their moderate counterparts to say that they're hearing political opinions on podcasts. And of those, they're a lot more likely to say that those opinions line up with their views. Conservative Republicans are about twice as likely as moderate or liberal Republicans to say that the opinions they're hearing largely line up with the views that they hold.
I think it does kind of point to podcasting as kind of an alternative media to mainstream, so-called, whatever you want to call it, like bigger corporate produced media like broadcast or cable news. And so, for instance, you're more likely to see somebody who has, let's say, a socialist opinion on a podcast than you are to see somebody with a socialist view, even on MSNBC. Like, they don't really talk about socialism on MSNBC.
And the universe of podcasts is so broad that there's a lot more opportunity for that kind of view.
Yeah, and so people who feel like their viewpoint isn't represented on television news, for instance, or website print media, maybe they're feeling like they can get that in the podcast space. Would you agree with that?
The fact that Republicans are more likely to say they trust the news they hear on podcasts more, and the fact that Republicans are more likely to trust to say they hear news that they wouldn't have heard elsewhere often, I think points to that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's put podcasts in kind of the larger context in some of the other research that Q has done over the years. So one thing, I think a lot of people, especially people who consume internet-based media heavily, there's a tendency to think that terrestrial radio, so radio stations, that this is just a dead format, it's irrelevant. But that's not true at all, is it?
There's a lot of people still getting news from radio. The last time we did the survey was in 2022, and more people said they were getting news often or sometimes from radio than who said they were getting news from print publications and from podcasts. Podcasts, it's about 23% say often or sometimes, and for radio, it's about, I'm doing math in my head, 47% who say often or sometimes in 2022. So people, especially older folks, are still turning to radio. They're turning to radio for news. People are even still turning to print publications. Podcasts are a growing field. We've seen a lot of growth in the last decade or 15 years, but it's still, when compared to, for example, news websites or television or social media, they make up a really small part of people's news diets, especially when it comes to people who prefer to get their news from podcasts. It seems like there's a lot of people who are getting news from podcasts are also getting news elsewhere, right? So people are getting news from podcasts are also maybe turning to radio, probably turning to news websites or social media. The people who say they prefer to get their news from podcasts is much lower. It's the lowest of everything we ask about. 23% of U.S. adults say they prefer news websites for getting news. Just 4% of U.S. adults say they prefer podcasts for getting news. So it's definitely something in addition. The people who are turning there for news specifically, it's something in addition to these other platforms.
Yeah. And I mean, and it just for overall terrestrial radio listening, I think it's like, what is it, like 85% of people said?
Yeah, the sector data that we track, it's like 85 and above of folks who say that they've listened to radio. Still very high.
Yeah, although it is kind of interesting that, and we'll have to see how this used in the years to come, but you know, it seemed to be somewhat of a decline, a small one that may have been pandemic related when people were not stuck driving to the office, they just stopped listening to the radio as much.
It's entirely possible. Yeah, it's entirely possible. We saw some interesting patterns in 2020 that we just kind of have to wait to see how they play out. I think there was a decline from 2020 to 2021 to 2022 in, I think, news consumption on news websites, for example, because I'm not sure why, but it definitely saw that spike in 2020, the year that people were home and there was less social interaction.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the other kind of interesting contrasts with regard to podcasting and its sort of sibling content areas is just online audio listening. That's something that you've tracked as well. And it's interesting mm-hmm. that while podcasting seems to be less popular compared to other aspects of media, of just online audio listening, so like Spotify, things like that, is a lot more popular. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem to have gotten, you know, like you had a chart on the Pew site with that it seems to be relatively flat, right?
Online audio listening. Yeah, I think that's data that we use from Edison and they've been tracking that for a long time. I also think that these types of formats and the ways that they're changing pose a problem and an interesting challenge to survey researchers when you're talking to your average U.S. adult. How do they differentiate between online audio listening and podcasting? If you're listening to a podcast on Spotify in your car, how are you thinking about that? And I like studying news consumption and media consumption, so I think it'll be interesting to see how those sort of vocabulary words in the common usage change over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the actions of Spotify do seem to suggest that their own private data may confirm this as well, because when you look at all that money they gave Joe Rogan, and they've signed deals with other people as well, that are podcasters, that maybe to them they see podcasting as the only sort of constantly growing online audio content space right now.
Yeah, I think people are always looking for the new platform, especially digital platform that's growing. Podcasts are really interesting because really nailing down that source of ad revenue has been more difficult for podcasting as a space than it has been for other platforms. And we saw a lot of investment from Spotify and other folks. For Joe Rogan, for example, they did a lot of other exclusive deals. They had an exclusive deal with Gimlet, which they actually just canceled, I think. Taking Gimlet podcasts out from behind a paywall is the recent news, I think. And there's been some layoffs in the podcasting space as well, especially from these bigger companies who have done this investment. So I think it's a really interesting space where you see that kind of excited investment. And over a couple of years, you have to see if it's sort of stays consistent over time.
Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of other data points in the study here also, that there does seem to be a bit of a educational divide as well as an income divide to some degree in terms of who's listening to podcasts.
Yeah, income and education are things that we often see correlate. But one of the interesting things about podcasts as a digital platform is that there's big age difference. Like we discussed, younger folks are a lot more likely to turn to podcasts. I'm talking about news consumption here because that's our main study that we have. News websites and apps, you don't see that much of an age difference anymore, honestly, because they've just like kind of reached like half or more of most age groups. Something like social media, you also see an age difference, right? That's sort of intuitive. Younger folks are more likely to be saying that they're getting news from social media. But in social media and podcasts, the education difference is flipped or non-existent. In social media, there isn't that much of an education difference. Something like news websites, college educated or more are turning to news websites more. And the same is true for podcasts. So for podcasts, even though younger folks are turning to podcasts more, more educated folks are also turning to podcasts more. So they're unique in the sort of like new digital space in terms of news consumption and those demographics, is that they both skew younger and skew more educated.
Yeah. And speaking for my own audience, which is certainly not typical of your average podcast audience, but for me, like, I see podcasting as a way to get more in-depth on about a subject than you can get in a typical television interview where they have to go to commercial break in 2.5 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true. And one of the interesting findings that I liked was we asked about different types of news podcasts specifically. So there's a lot of different formats of news podcasts. We asked specifically about explainers, news readers that kind of just list off the news of the day, and podcasts that feature a host talking about their opinions about the news. And about the same number of listeners were turning to each of those types. So it wasn't like news, people aren't only turning there for kind of like news readers, a quick thing. Just as many people are saying they're turning there for the kind of deep explainer podcast that might just kind of go into one topic for an entire episode or even an entire series. And also a similar number of people are turning to podcasts that feature a host just talking about their opinions about the news. So the kind of news consumption that people are doing on podcasts is really varied.
Yeah, there is another bit of a partisan divide as well, because I think it was 23% of Republicans said they were listening to a podcast to hear hosts talk about their opinions, whereas 12% of Democrats said that.
That's absolutely right. That's another thing that sort of fills out the different experience that the parties are having when they're listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And one thing you guys did not do, which it was different from what you had done with other media studies in the past, is you didn't ask which ones people were listening to, or at least I didn't see it in the report.
Yeah, we haven't published data like that on specific podcasts in this report, no. But we know that there's a broad number of podcasts that people are turning to.
Okay, because one thing that would be interesting is to see to what degree that data maps to like the iTunes most popular of X category or whatnot. Because like that's the thing about digital download mechanisms, is that sometimes those can be skewed. Like if it's a huge industry of ad fraud, for instance.
Yep. The one thing that's interesting about studying the podcasting space is that the data, you're right, is really hard to get, because once it's downloaded, you don't have listenership. A lot of times, once it's downloaded, if people aren't streaming, you don't have a lot of listener data. People could be subscribed to something but not listening to it. And because it's audio, there's not as much detailed data available as you have for, say, like a digital website. But I will say that this is just the first report in a series of, in a larger study that we're doing on podcasting this year. So stay tuned.
Okay. All right. And you guys didn't get into this as well, but it would be interesting also to kind of look at the video/audio component to things, because I would guess that a lot of people, they will call themselves a podcast listener, or they might not, but they're actually just watching a podcast that's on YouTube. And so if you ask them, do you listen to podcasts? Well, no, I watch YouTube.
Our research before the report, we knew that there's a lot of podcasts that post to YouTube also have a video, either of a static image or of the hosts talking themselves. Even on TikTok and Instagram Reels, there's videos of folks talking into podcast mics. There's definitely a visual component to a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned kind of the difficulty of obtaining data about this stuff. I mean, that is a persistent struggle of researchers trying to study web-based media. I mean, in the case of Twitter, for instance, now that Twitter is saying you have to pay enormous sums of money to have API access, that's eventually going to be really, really difficult to get this information using conventional digital API data methods. You're going to have to rely on polling to study this stuff. That's ironic, isn't it?
I enjoy researching the media at the Pew Research Center because we use a variety of different methods. We turn to larger data sources, behavioral data sources when we can, and when we can be concrete, can be sure about what that data is representing. And we also have still been turning to polling and public opinion research for a lot of these things. So I think that's how we are researching media consumption right now. Because I still think probability samples of Americans and asking them directly about their experiences and also about their opinions about their experiences is really important.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the people who were in this study. Like, how did you guys find them and how many people were there, et cetera?
Sure. This is a wave of a panel that we have called the American Trends Panel, which is a large panel of 10,000 plus people that we roll people off and we recruit new folks. They're all randomly sampled from address-based sampling, actually, so from a list that we get from the post office. So the sampling happens offline and then the survey happens online. And actually for folks who don't have internet access, we provide them with internet just to take our surveys. You can read more about that in our methods section. So we're very careful about making sure that as well as we can, everybody in the United States has an equal chance of being selected. It's not an opt-in. You can't ask to be on the Pew Research Center survey panel. We have to ask you. So that's how we build our panel. And then this survey is taken from a sample of a little over 5,000 people, and we conducted it the first week of December in 2022.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody hears the word, it's an online panel, and their ears perk up and they say, Elisa, you're committing fraud. This is an online poll. This is not real. What would your response to that be?
I would say we have great explainers on probability panels that are conducted online. We typically recruit via post, and then we ask those people who accept our recruitment to go online and take our surveys. So that's how we're conducting the survey, but we're not making the survey available to anyone who wants to opt in. So that's how we maintain what our methodology is, have probability sampling, and that's how we maintain our probability sampling.
Yeah. And yeah, so in other words, just to make it a little bit more clear that this is not just people who showed up on your website and you had
absolutely
a poll
not
there. That's not
no
what this is.
Nope, that's not how we do that, no. Okay. And also, we feel strongly about reimbursing our panelists. And yeah, we roll people off too. We don't want someone to kind of stay on our panel for too long. So we have an entire team dedicated to the quality of our survey samples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I guess maybe last question is, did you see any notable racial demographic differences with any of this at all?
Yeah, there's detail tables on our website. I think Black Americans, Black podcast listeners stand out in a couple of interesting ways. There's a number of topics that Black podcast listeners are more likely to turn to, and they're a little bit more likely to turn to podcasts for news, and a little bit more likely to say, I think the top reason that they say they turn to podcasts is the top reasons are learning and to keep up with current events. And so you see some racial and ethnic differences that people can explore more on our website.
Mm-hmm. And you guys did break it down by sex as well, and people can check that out. Mm-hmm. There are differences between men and women on there.
There's a few differences between men and women. I think there aren't huge differences in terms of consumption, but again, when you start looking at topics, you'll see some differences between genders too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just looking through it, looks like for women, among the topics they were interested in, 40%, which was the plurality, said that they were following self-help and relationships. Mm-hmm. And then the second place one was religion and spirituality, 36%. For men, the highest one was money and finance, 37, and sports was 33 as the mm-hmm. second place. And it breaks down further. We'll have the link that people can check that out as well.
Great, thanks.
All right. So is there anything, any aspect of this that I didn't ask you about, or were some of the larger trends here that you want to make sure people are aware of before we go?
One of the notable findings for me was we found that 2/3 of podcast listeners said they were hearing news on the podcast. So we talked about the kind of specific types of news podcasts people said they were turning to. When we asked folks, are any of the podcasts you're listening to connected to a news organization? 20% of listeners said yes, they were. A few said not sure, but just 20% said they were confident. Yes, one of the podcasts I'm listening to is connected to a news organization. So that suggests that a lot more listeners are hearing the news on the podcast they're listening to than there are turning specifically to podcasts connected to news orgs.
Yeah. Yeah. And that has some interesting implications as well. Okay. Well, cool. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here today, Elisa. And I'm going to have on the screen your Twitter handle. And for those who are listening, it's ElisaSheAre. So great to have you here.
Yep. Thanks so much, Matthew. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so that is the program for today. I appreciate everybody for watching or listening or reading. And if you liked this show, I encourage you to check out some of the other episodes that we've got out there. And be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on YouTube or Substack or Patreon. We're on all the platforms that people can listen to audio. And I do appreciate everybody for doing that. And I encourage everybody also to go to flux.community. You can get more articles and podcasts about politics, media, religion, and technology, and the bigger trends in all of these things and how they intersect with each other. And if you really like what we're doing here on the show, you can go to theoryofchange.show and you can become a subscribing member. You can do that on Patreon or on Substack. So just go to theoryofchange.show and there's a link in the sidebar. There you can put your email in or click the link to go over to Patreon. So I appreciate that very much. And I'll see you next time.